This afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be leading out there, so I'm going to be going on chronological order. We're going to learn that method of Bible study. And this one, I'm going to be focusing on the power. It's called the power of cause to effect. Okay? And Ellen White talks about that. We teach some people how to reason from cause to effect. Okay? So, what it means, cause and effect. In other words, if you jump off a building, right, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
Jumping is the, you know, the cause, right? And the consequence. Yeah, consequence. So the consequence.
If and then,
yeah.
If
very then, good. Very good. Yeah, if this... That's what?
The means can lead to the end.
That's right. Means hit the end. If and when. Yeah, it all works out very good. So we're looking at cause to effect, right? Whatever happens, you got to look at the results that follow that. Does that make sense? Does everyone understand? Okay. So you do something, it happens. And the Spirit Prophet says that needs to be understood. So we're going to look at a study, and then I'm going to give you some assignment. You break out and you study it out and show how the Lord Legion is cause and effect. And let's go to a study first. Turn to me to, in your Bibles, everyone have a Bible. Turn to John 17, verse 3. John 17. In your mind? Okay. That's good. You have a good memory, huh? Okay, John 17, verse 3. And could somebody read that, please? And by the way, we prayed, so if you haven't prayed, you can pray. Okay, John 17, verse 3.
Okay. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Okay, now look at this. I wish I had a bulletin board. But if you reason from cause to effect, you're going to see that in this text, what do you see?
To know God.
Okay.
God is eternal.
Okay, so you know God, right, is eternal life, right? Now, when you look at that, you go like, how does knowing God equal to eternal life? I mean, people say, well, if I know God is eternal life, but people are going to say, no, I mean, you can't just say you know God and all of a sudden you're saved, because what if, you know, your life doesn't prove it, right? Or they're going to make up excuses. So when I saw this, I'm like, wait a minute, you can say that, but there's a lot more than just in between. Something's missing in between the cause and effect here. This is probably, so I was trying to get into the mind of John and say, well, how did John get knowing God all the way down to eternal life? That was my question. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, John knew Hebrew, and the word for know, it's talking about is yadah.
Okay.
And that means to know intimately.
Okay, good.
And it's the word used for when a husband and wife become one.
Amen, amen.
Adam knew his wife.
Amen,
amen.
So we become one with God, we have eternal life.
Amen, amen. Okay, okay, that's good, that's good. So, and that's when there's cause and effect. And I think in Genesis 4:1, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So this is extra in case people come.
So to know God is eternal life. But then I realized, okay, there's steps in between that's missing that will help solve a little bit more. We can go, this is what I'm talking about, cause and effect. You go from one text and you grab another text and you go cause and effect. So what I did, I stretched out knowing God and put eternal life at the end. And there's some things that are missing that I would like to know along the way. Okay, so the next text, turn to 1 John 4, verse 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Could somebody read that, please? Yeah, 1 John 4. I have a Bible. Somebody needs a Bible. Okay. And if somebody can read that. 1 John 4, 7 and 8.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Okay, then next. Oh, go ahead, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Amen.
Okay, the next, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to show chronological order. But look at verse 7. Can you tell me what's the cause and effect? And what I want you to do is, I want you, don't read it how it reads. I want you to switch things around so the order is correct. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, even though it's said last, what do you see there in that text?
No God.
Okay.
Love one another. Okay. Born of God, you have love.
Okay.
Love one another.
Okay, read it. Somebody read it.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Okay, everyone that loves is two things, right? That means that they were what? First thing, born of God. And what else? And what?
And no God.
Okay, so, but they're saying it backwards.
Right?
The way it's saying there. So you want to switch it. Do you see what I'm trying to do?
Yeah.
So it's saying that if you are what? If you are...
If you are born of God.
Okay, if you're born of God.
Born again.
God.
You know what?
Then God is love, and then
nobody knows. Okay. Everyone that loves is born of God. Okay, know God. So in other words, the reason why you love is because you are born of God, right? Does that make sense? And the reason why you love is because you what? Know God. So switch it. So if you're born of God, you will what? Love God. Do you see that? We're switching. But we put it in the right order. We don't want to go the backwards like it said. And also, if you know God, that means you what?
Love God.
You guys see that?
Yeah.
So that's why to know God is to
love
Him. Okay, so now I'm connecting. This is chronological order, but I'm connecting cause and effect from the previous text that we had. Then the previous text said, to know God is what?
Eternal.
But I'm filling a blank, so to know God is the next step is to what?
Love Him.
You guys see that? So I went to know God and I connected and caused the effect. So if you know God, the cause, the effect, what's going to happen if you know God? Will automatically happen. Automatically. You walk off a cliff, off a building, what's automatically going to happen on the cement? And what will happen to you? You're going to die. Automatic effect. So cause, you jump off the building, effect, you fall. Yeah? So cause, if you know God, the effect is what?
Love God.
Okay, look at there's a quotation there in your handout. And it says here, can somebody read that please? Only by love. Can somebody read that quotation?
Only by love is love awakened. To know God is to love Him. His character must be manifested in contrast to the character of Satan.
Isn't that beautiful? So, I mean, Ellen White was saying that the same thing. And you know, we're getting it from the Bible, yeah? So is this what we see from the Bible? And all the inspiration backs it up. That if you know God, you're going to love God. And we got that from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Did you guys see that? Any thoughts, questions? So that's what I'm doing. I say, okay, look, I'm trying to get from knowing God to eternal life. So, well, I know this first step.
Filling
the blanks. Like dominoes. Okay, that's what I look at. Cause effect is like, with between texts, is like dominoes. To know God, right? What's the next thing that connects? Okay, is know God. So on one end of the domino was no. On the other, I kind of find the domino that has no. But on the dominoes, is it just one side? Has two sides, right? So say if it's a five, I connect with a five. And now it's a four, I got to find a what?
Four.
So I got no God and no God. I put it like this, right? So what's next on the end? Love God. So what I got to find?
Love God.
I got to find love God. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I got to find love God.
That's just like the Ten Commandments. If you keep the first four, you're going to be able to love your neighbor.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
You cannot love your neighbor if you don't love God.
See, you're connecting it already. You got it. The love, and you're connecting what? Obedience. Amen. So we're looking for obedience, right? Because there's something. Then you know also that eternal life has something to do with obedience also, right? So that's what's missing. People say, well, you know, I know God, and it's still, you know, sleeping around on their wives and stuff, and well, I'm saved because I know God. It says I know God, I'm living, right? So, but there's something missing, so you want to see what's missing. Very good. So let's go to John chapter 14, verse 23. John chapter 14, verse 23. I think. Yeah. John 14, verse 23. So we're looking for what word? Very good, very good. Now, intertwined through this study, I want you to see God's. I want you to see God's character of love. We're not just learning. You learn two things. We're not only learning the method, but in that method, I would like us to see weave as a common thread God's love. Because that's the power, right? We need. We need God's love. Not just more. You don't need more intellectual knowledge. You need the power, which is love. That's the only thing that's going to give you victory, yeah, in your life. Okay, so somebody read that please. John 14, verse 23. Now notice, and you tell me. Interpret that text.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Okay, so what do you see here? If a man what?
Loves me.
So is that like conditional? You see if, then, right? Cause. Okay, love. Okay.
He will keep my word.
Okay, what does that mean to you? Huh?
Obey.
Do you see that? So obedience. So if means that if this happens, automatically effect, this is going to happen, right? Jumping off that building. So if you love, what's what happen automatically? You will obey. Now give me some text that proves that love will make you obey.
1 John 2:3. He that saith he knoweth God, but does not keep his words, is a liar.
Okay, good. That's a good. Very good, very good. What else about love text you see out there? Okay, how about, let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Okay, let's connect the dominoes first. Let's make it tight. So, you have, if you know God, right, you will what? Okay, so you have know and love, right? Okay, and then what's the next thing you connect? You love him, you obey. So, and then what's on the other end of the domino? Is love, and then on the end of it is what? Obey, right? So you want to look for obey, the next one, right? Okay, but let's go to Revelation 13, verse 10. Oh, I'm sorry, Romans 13, verse 10. Okay, fast recap. So if we're just saying that if you know God, okay, you connect the dominoes, cause to effect. So you know God, what's going to happen? You're going to what?
Love
God. Okay, it's automatic, right? So you know God, you love God. And if you love God, what's going to happen? You're going to obey God, right? So we're connecting dominoes, and from cause to effect, automatically happens. And then, so how is it that you love God? We're going to reconfirm it from another text that loving God is obeying God. Come and read that text, please. Romans chapter 13, verse 10.
And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we first believed, or nearer than when we believed.
Romans 13, verse 10. That's okay.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Okay, what's the fulfilling of the law?
Love.
Okay, so how you can see how John 14:23 says that if you love me, you will obey me, right? How that's so? Because when you have love, it fulfills. How does it fulfill? How does love fulfill the law?
Because God is love.
The law reveals love, right? Because what is the first four commandments?
Loving God.
Amen. And what is the last six commandments? Loving each other, right? So love fulfills the law because the law reveals God's love. Because if you love God, you will keep all four commandments. If you love each other, you will keep the last six. So the law just reveals God's love. That's what it does. So we reason cause to effect. You walk up a cliff on two rocks below, you're going to fall and die, right? So if you reconnect and know God, you will what?
Love God.
And if you love God, you will what?
Obey God.
You see that? Now here's the thing. Could it be possible that we're focusing on what you need to do and obey and tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do, but we're not going and telling you about the loving God and the knowing God? Is that possible, you think? Is it possible that maybe you hear sermons that maybe people say, okay, this is how you need to keep the Sabbath holy, this is how you need to keep the commandments, and this is what you need to do? Is it possible that maybe you can hear that, but they're not talking about the power that gives you the ability to do what you need to do? Is that possible? Are you guys following me? So in other words, they're telling you to obey, but there's no love. And then not beyond that, there's no, what makes you to love? You got to what? I know who. Because to know God is to what? So could it be possible that in our Adventist church, we're teaching you what you should do and you shouldn't do and obey, but we're missing out the what? The power, the love. And not only that, and then even we say, okay, love God, but maybe even how do you get that love?
Knowing God.
In other words, we need to review God's, study God's character of love. Know it, right? Cause and effect. So cause and effect, you know God, you will what?
Love
Him. And if you love Him, you will
obey
Him. Is that clear? Okay. Does everybody understand? Is that clear? Let me hear you say amen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, here. Okay, so I was thinking, when I saw know God is eternal life, I was trying to figure out what is the inside steps that's missing. So I said, okay, no God is here, eternal life is down there. I said, so I start filling the blanks, like dominoes, right? No God, then love God, then obey God. Then I said, how are you going to get from obeying God all the way down to eternal life, right? And you can go different routes. What are your thoughts? I'm going to have you do an exercise after this, by the way, you know, on your own. Okay, good, good. Okay, what is the thing that we must do in order to attain, what gives man eternal life? What do you think? Okay, you know God, good. But what was it in the Bible that perpetuated eternal life? Faith. What object was there in the Bible that man had to do in order to continue to eternal life within them? Immortality, huh? Yeah. Huh? Tree of life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Can somebody want to read that, please? Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. So if you know God, you will love God, you will obey God. And I just show you cause and effect, how you're connecting it and what I'm doing. You know, I'm disconnected. So, yeah, please read it loud.
The Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Okay, what is it that gives eternal life? Is the what? The tree of life. So what I did was I put it in between obedience and eternal life. But how do you connect obedience to the tree of life, right? There's another text. Turn me to Revelation 22, verse 14. Revelation 22, verse 14. Very good. Okay, when you read out loud in your mind, go ahead.
Blessed are they that do his commandments that they might have life.
Okay, blessed are they that what? Do his. What is another word for do his commandments? It is what?
Obey.
Obedience, right? So if we obey, then what's going to happen? We're going to have access to the what?
The tree,
tree of life. And we eat the tree of life, what's going to happen? Live forever. Do you see that? So we're going back to John 17, verse 3, that if you know God, that is what? John 17, verse 3, eternal life. So if you know God, on the end I saw there was eternal life. And I said, how did John get that? And I fill in the blanks of the dominoes by cause and effect, and it went all the way down. Does that make sense?
Yes. Amen.
Who understands? Let me see your hand. Raise your hand, please. Who doesn't understand? I know you guys came in, so we kind of missed it. But so let me go here. If you know God, should I go over there? If you know God, you're going to what? Cause to effect. So if you know God, automatically you're going to love God. That's automatic. If you love God, what's going to happen? You will obey. John 14 verse 23, right? If you obey God, cause to effect, causes, if you obey God, what's going to happen? You're going to have access to the what?
Tree of life.
Tree of life, effect, right? If you have access to the tree of life, the cause, and you eat of the fruit, what's going to happen? You have the what? Eternal life. John 17 verse 3, right? Eternal life is what? Way back there is what? Knowing God. That's the cause and effect. And that's the principle. So it's like a domino. Four goes with four in the end, right? Love, and then I look for a text that has love in it. And I connect it. Then at the end of the domino had five, right? Then I look, that was obey, right? So I'm looking for another text in the Bible that has obey, and I connected those two together. Do you see what I'm doing? Obey, obey. And then after obey, then I found, okay, what's another text that has obey? Then I thought of, you know, the tree of life, and I went on like that. Who understands? Let me see your hand. Let me see. Does everyone understand? Okay. Who doesn't understand? Who doesn't understand? Okay, let's go one step. Now we went from knowing God to eternal life. So let's go backwards. I want to go backwards from knowing God to one step before. And I want to connect it with the Sabbath, okay? Okay, so now go to Ezekiel 20, verse 20. So now I'm dominoes, right? On one end of my domino, I have no. So I'm going to look for a text that has what on it? What kind of text? Okay, no on it, right? So I have a no on this end on this domino. I have a no on this side, right? So I want to connect it like this and see what's on the other end, right? And that's what I'm doing. I'm going backwards. No, no. So, right, no and no. And I'm going to, somebody read that text. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 20. And why was the Sabbath given? Why was the Sabbath given to us? That we may what?
Know
who?
God.
Do you guys see that? The Sabbath was given to that we may know God. So I'm going backwards. So I started with Noah, went all the way down to eternal life, and then I turned the other direction, and I went connected the know to what the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is, the Sabbath goes before knowing, before love, before obedience, not at the end. The Sabbath goes in the beginning. But where do you normally put the Sabbath? On the end, do we not?
Yes.
You must keep it, obey it. Yes. Now, why does that make sense? How does the Sabbath help you to get to know God? Tell me.
Time.
Time.
It's a date.
Date. Very good.
Date with the bridegroom.
Good.
Every week.
Does time have anything to do with knowing somebody?
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense? So one day in seven, God has a specific time. When I tell the relationship series, I always say that love to me is spelled T-I-M-E. That's how you spell love, right? In other words, our children want our time. That's our love. It's not money. It's not material things. It's not a good education. They want your time. That's what they want. So God, in the same way, to get to know Him, He wants you to spend time with Him. And that's what the Sabbath is for. It's at the beginning. Then you went, how in the world did I get this? You know where I got this from? Our prophet. She put the Sabbath not on the end. She put it in the beginning. Look at that quotation. I'm going to read it to you. From Special Testimonies to Battle Creek Church. Notice what it says here. The sign of obedience is the observance of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. Notice what it says. Cause to effect. Here again. The power cause to effect. If, that's conditional, right? That's cause. If men keep the what?
Fourth commandment.
They will what? Keep what?
All the rest.
Most of the rest?
All the rest.
All the rest. So the Sabbath is not with the rest of the commandments. That's the last day message that God has given this church. The Sabbath was placed at the beginning of this cycle, right? So, and that's what God said. The Sabbath was given not as a burden, right? I give it as a blessing to man, right? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, right? So now we connected all the way. That's cause and effect. We went, see how much time we have left. I'm going to break into groups soon. Okay, so you see the Sabbath. So when I saw this, I'm like, this is what made me look for that text for knowing God in the Sabbath. When I saw like, hey, wait a minute. I learned this trick actually from Peter Gregory. You find a spirit prophecy quotation, and you find Bible text to match it up. This is a prime example of this, okay? So I look at them and say, wait a minute. Not only is it knowing God, loving God, obeying God, eating off the tree of life, which is eternal life, you know, at the end, but I saw there's a cause and effect here that if you were to keep the Sabbath, you will have eternal life. Amen? And the Sabbath reveals that in a powerful way. Hebrews 4. Yeah, very good. Which is?
It's talking about the Sabbath as a type of eternal life.
Yeah, and rest, right? Rest from our works.
We
enter into that rest. Amen. And his last day events, right? You think about the Sabbath is a rest, right? Rest from what?
Physical
work only?
Spiritual.
You know,
spiritual,
people think the Sabbath is just for physical rest. But we are to rest, it says in the Bible, as God rested from what?
From
His work. So in other words, we rest like God rests. Now, does God ever get tired or weary?
No.
The Bible says God neither gets tired or weary, right? So when the Bible is talking about that rest, it was not talking about physical rest. In other words, we were not meant to go through the week, earn as much money as we can for selfish pleasure, so we can just sleep all day on Saturday. Do you see that? That was not God's original intent. The original intent of the Sabbath was righteousness by faith. Resting that you cannot save yourself, number one. God saves you. Number two, you cannot change yourself. And God only can change us. Any thoughts or questions? Does everyone understand cause to effect? Cause, Ellen White says, the effect will always come. Cause to effect. There's a, you know, I want to, maybe I can do one. One last thought, and then I'll break into groups. You're going to be studying, well, I'll let you know. One last thought, and this is this. What day was man created?
Sixth day,
right? Man was created. And what day was, did God ask man to rest? The next day, right? And then after, and when did God ask man to work? The first day, right? So, man was created, right? Then he was to what?
Rest
in that creation. And then he was to what? Work. So, that's the gospel of the Sabbath. God first recreates you first, right? You rest in that completed works that he recreated you. And then you work based upon what God has already done for you out of appreciation for what he's done in your life. Amen? What about Sunday? How did they do it? Evolution, yeah? Man never evolved, really wasn't really created on the sixth day anymore. Then on Saturday, what are people who believe in Sunday worship? What day are they worshiping? What are they doing on Saturday?
Working.
They're working. Huh? And what are they doing on Sunday?
Resting.
Well, rest and work, but they think they're resting, right? So Sunday people, so the Sunday, the false religion is, they're working first, aren't they not?
Yes.
And then they think by working, they're going to obtain what?
Rest.
But do they obtain it?
No.
How do you know? Revelation chapter 14.
Because
they do not rest. The three angels' message. Revelation 14. Okay, Revelation chapter 14. Verse 11, this talk of people who receive the mark of the beast, right? Worshiping on Sunday. It says, and the smoke of the torment ascend forever and ever, and they have no what?
Rest.
Do you see that? Day or night. Why? Because they don't have the righteousness by faith message of our precious Sabbath message. What do you say, huh? Amen? Amen. And that's the message of the Sabbath. Do you see cause to effect? If this happens, then this will happen. And that's the whole principle. And then you link his dominoes from text to text to text. And you can do this all throughout the Bible. And this is one example of learning righteousness by faith through the Bible. Any thoughts or questions? You're going to have assignment right now. Okay, you're going to break into groups, three or four. And I have assignment for you. John chapter 14 and 15. Break into groups. And I want you to find as much cause to effect verses in there. Bring it out, interpret it for us, and then make an application for today. There's interpretation, and then there's application to make it practical. So, John, go into groups of like 4 and 5, John 14 to 15, working groups, and find cause to effect in this. I think there's several of them. And look for the love of God, because that's what we're focusing on. I mean, you don't have to, but look for the love of God in there. And salvation or the gospel. Please, 3 or 4... you know, groups. And if you need help, raise your hand. You know, I can go around. Thank you.
This message is produced by a Loud and Clear Call Ministries. Our mission is to uplift God's character of love through the preaching and teaching of the everlasting gospel in this generation. For more information on our ministry and the resources we provide, please go to our website at www.aloudandclearcall.org. That's www.aloudandclearcall.org. Mahalo and God bless.